Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. Have you ever felt like you're doing everything right, but still hitting that same ceiling on your income, your visibility, or your impact? You know you've got the expertise, the credentials, maybe even the accolades, but just when you're ready to rise, something quietly pulls the brake, and suddenly you're back in the loop. Perfectionism, burnout, second guessing, starting over. Now that, my friend, is not laziness, and it's not a discipline problem. It's a legacy code, outdated programming that's still running in the background of your mind. I know this loop because I lived it. Yes, I had the degrees, the TV shows, the best-selling books, a full client roster. But behind the scenes, I was still operating on old survival scripts of scarcity, overwork, and self-doubt. And no matter what I achieved, it never felt like it was enough because it wasn't authored by me. I was living according to someone else's blueprint. Do you know that feeling? Well, here's the truth about blocks. They don't care how smart or successful you are. They don't care about your resume, your certifications, or your hustle. If you don't debug that subconscious code, it will cap your growth. And that's what's going to keep you playing small. But you're here. So welcome to episode 3 of The Sovereign Path. I am Dea Swandrea, and today we are diving into the invisible patterns holding you back and how to rewrite them using the Cornerstone Process. This is not about fixing what's broken. It's about updating your operating system so that you can finally break the loop and become the architect of your destiny. Yes, I said destiny. Why? Because it's not just about what you do. It's about who you become. And destiny isn't fixed. It's coded. And you get to reprogram it. I hear this all the time from my clients, people who are brilliant, successful, and deeply self-aware, but they still find themselves stuck in a frustrating loop. They've outgrown the old version of themselves, but they haven't fully stepped into the new one. Now, sometimes that may show up as a money plateau, or it could be this lingering fear of being fully seen in all of their magnificence or weirdness. It could also be that nagging sense that they're still holding back, hiding the truest, most powerful parts of themselves. If you've ever done this, you know it's maddening, right? Because on paper, everything looks great, but inside, something feels off. Now, I do know this pattern intimately because for years, I was living it. My chart told the story. If you're into astrology, Chiron and the moon in my second house gave me this karmic curriculum that was all about scarcity and self-worth. So I worked harder. I delivered more. I built the resume, the brand, the empire. So as doctor, TV host, best-selling author, and media expert, underneath it all, there was still this quiet voice whispering, "It's not enough. You're not enough. Someone's going to find out." And that's how sabotage works. It's not always with these flashing warning lights, but with these subtle loops that pull you back into old versions of yourself. This series, The Sovereign Path, is really here to help you break that loop. This is for the ones who know they're meant to play a bigger game in life, to show up bolder, to earn more, to share their voice, and to live in full alignment with a mission that moves through them without burning out and without selling their soul in the process. So if that's you, then you're in the right place. Welcome. Let me know in the chat where you are tuning in from. And if you're watching the replay, type in hashtag replay. You are most welcome here as well. Today, in this session, we're going to look at what really holds you back, not just on the surface, not the stuff you intellectually know, but the stuff that's deep in your system. You're going to learn how to identify the hidden codes shaping your behavior, and I'll show you how to rewrite them with the Cornerstone Process. It's the exact framework I've used with clients for more than 2 decades. Now, it's outlined in the Real Self-Love Handbook, so you can always access this 5-step process with worksheets and guided meditations there. But please again know that my work is not about fixing you. It's about freeing you to become the authentic version of you that your future is actually waiting for. Right? Does that sound good? So, just checking in. We've got Columbus, Ohio, and the United States. Thank you for being here. Grateful to have you here. Awesome. So, tell me in the chat, yes or no, is it true that you want to play a bigger game in life? You want to have the confidence to speak up, to share your ideas with impact, to earn more money, to fund a lifestyle or a mission that matters to you deeply? Yeah, let me know. Do you want to wake up with enthusiasm and confidence about your future instead of feeling that dread and overwhelm like you're destined for burnout and barely surviving? Thank you for being honest. Well, this 5-step framework will help you do just that. So, you may be wondering, how did I even develop this process? It actually started back in the early 2000s. I was a young doctor running an intensive outpatient program for people with binge eating disorders. And we offered this truly holistic approach: nutrition counseling, therapy, personal training, spa treatments, all of that with acupuncture. It was a full mind-body package. And most of our patients improved. But there was a small subset that didn't. Like, they would make progress in their recovery and then sabotage it. Some would switch addictions, others would just quietly fall back into old behaviors. And it puzzled me because they said they wanted to heal, they showed up, they took action, but some part of them still felt unsafe. So I looked deeper, beneath the behaviors, the trauma, the talk therapy. And what I found was this: it wasn't just about their past, it was about their identity. See, if someone believes deep down that they're unworthy, if they've internalized the role of the victim, the black sheep, the scapegoat, no amount of wellness or willpower can override that code. And that's when I realized healing isn't just about what you do, it's about who you believe you are and what you deserve. It's not just about self-love, or self-worth that matters, though. It's what I said about identity. Because if your identity is rooted in a version of you who had to hustle for love, or hide to stay safe, or play small to be accepted, then anything that contradicts that, the success, the visibility, the abundance, the loving relationship, that will feel very threatening. So in our wellness practice, we started layering in deep identity work. We combined visualization, meditation, gestalt therapy, or parts work, with a very structured pathway that eventually became the cornerstone process. And it worked. We had clients who had resisted every other form of therapy, and they began to shift. I had someone who lost 250 pounds and reversed a 12-year history of diabetes through working this entire program. Now, all of the success that we saw wasn't just because we uncovered old beliefs. It was also because we gave their ego a new structure to anchor into. See, the ego is all about survival. So the parts of us that don't give ourselves permission to succeed, to recognize our strengths, to welcome love, to use our voice, those parts of the ego structure, they can feel very threatened. So we gave the ego, through the cornerstone process, a structure to become someone new, safely, consciously, and powerfully. And that same process is what I used to recover from my own burnout and completely rewrite my life. If you've already seen one of my TED Talks or joined some of the earlier live streams, then you already know I had all the success, the TV shows, Oprah twice, book deal, a packed out wellness center with a waiting list. But as I said, I was living a blueprint written by someone else, mainly my father's. So I shared that in the last live stream, so check it out if you missed it. But here's the thing, so many people can relate to. No matter how much I achieved, I never felt safe. I never felt like it was enough because of that program. It was only when I used this process to really uncover and rewrite my own subconscious programming that I was finally able to create a life of freedom, joy, and aligned impact. That's what empowered me to move to France with a four-year-old, to completely start over and build something truly mine in alignment with my heart and soul. And since then, I've used this process with leaders, healers, and visionaries around the world. I even taught this process in my course at the International University of Monaco, the Applied Positive Psychology course. So this has been successful for people across cultures, across industries, across challenges. So I had a really beautiful client who was able to uncover that she had this invisible code running her life. And that code was, I'll be safe if I stay invisible. Now, once we rewrote that code together, she stepped onto a TEDx stage. She landed a major TV deal and she published her book all within months. Another client of mine had this belief that if I earn more, I'll lose love. And that belief capped her income for years. But when she rewrote it into, my abundance serves everyone, she literally doubled her income in just 6 months with zero burnout. So this isn't mindset fluff. It's not theory. It's lived medicine, mine and my clients. So I'm going to walk you through how this works. Let's talk about sabotage. Self-sabotage really walks in the front door and doesn't really announce itself. It comes in wearing a disguise. And if you don't know what to look for, you might mistake it for something else entirely, something reasonable, even noble. But make no mistake, these patterns are what are keeping you stuck. So here are the three most common disguises that I see in my work. The number one is safety. This is the voice that whispers, if I stay small, I won't get judged. If I don't shine too bright, I won't attract criticism. It looks like self-protection, but it's actually a cage. You were never meant to play small. You were meant to be seen, to be heard, to lead. And when you dim your light to stay safe, you're not avoiding pain. You're avoiding your potential. The second disguise is loyalty. Now, this one cuts deep. It basically says, if I rise, I'll leave people behind. If I make more money or become more visible, they won't understand me. They'll resent me. And for many of us, especially children of immigrants or anyone who grew up in a home where survival was the main focus, then you know this hits home. Many of us carry the weight of our family's sacrifice. And sometimes success can feel like betrayal. So we shrink to stay connected and we struggle to belong. But real loyalty, it doesn't mean abandoning your light. It means shining so others remember their own. The third disguise is identity. And this one is the sneakiest because it feels like truth. Tell me if you've ever said this. Who am I to do this? I'm not a leader. I'm not ready. I'm not enough. This isn't your garden variety imposter syndrome. This is identity level programming. You've been living by an old code, maybe written by your family, your culture, your religion, or past pain. And as long as you see yourself through that outdated script, the new one can't install. So here's the reframe. All of those voices, they are not evidence that you're broken or flawed. They're proof that you've outgrown the code. They're just survival scripts. They were written in a different era of your life. And the good news, old code can be rewritten. And that's what the Cornerstone Process does. You can think of this five-step framework like the operating system of your mind. The code that you've been running, the beliefs, the behaviors, the assumptions, all of that was installed at some earlier point in life. And maybe it helped you survive. Thank heavens. But it was never meant to help you soar. To shift that without burnout or bypassing, you really need a process that works at the level of identity. And that's exactly what this does. This isn't talk therapy. This is a rewiring protocol. And it blends neuroscience, narrative therapy, and soul. And it's kind of cool. It mirrors the heroine's journey. So let me walk you through it. Step one of the Cornerstone Process is awareness. This is that first stage of the heroic journey, the call to the adventure. This is the awakening, where you get to name the pattern. You identify the codes that you've been running. Until you see it, the code runs you. So awareness is the moment you flip on the light and realize, okay, that's what's been tripping me up. Step two is acceptance. This is that stage of crossing the threshold on the hero's journey or the heroine's journey. This is the moment of truth, not shame. This is where you stop resisting what's been and just say, okay, yes, that story shaped me. That code ran me, and I survived it. Acceptance dissolves the inner war. You stop fighting the block, and with compassion, you start understanding it and the parts of you that held those beliefs and behaviors. Step three is accountability. In this stage, it's like that claiming the sword on the heroine's journey. And in this case, it's the sword of authorship. This is where it gets real, because you stop being the passenger and take the wheel. You say, I am not the code. I am the coder. I choose what runs my system next. This is the moment where you reclaim authority over your identity and your destiny. Step four is aligned or inspired action. And this is that stage where you're walking the new path. This is where you integrate and you literally act like the new code is already installed. You anchor the new pattern by living as if that rewrite was already input. It's like when you update your apps, you don't just download the new version and leave it. You open it, you use it, you integrate it into your daily flow. So in this stage, you practice the new identity, speak it, live it, build with it, even if it feels a little wobbly. So you don't wait until you feel ready. You become ready by living into it. Step five is appreciation. And this is that stage in the heroine's journey when you return with the elixir or whatever the reward is. And in this case, it's appreciation. Gratitude is the seal. It locks in the rewrite so that this new version of you becomes your new normal. And this is key because appreciation is not fluffy, nicey stuff. It literally rewires the nervous system. It upgrades your signal and it grounds the change. You're not the same person who started the journey. So at this stage, you've reclaimed your voice, your value, your vision, and now you get to serve from a place of overflow. And I've seen this not only in my own life and pivoting and rebuilding, but in so many other clients. I had a beautiful client who was already a very gifted psychotherapist, but she knew that her work ran deeper than the typical 50-minute session. She trained in the Cornerstone process and got certified and began holding space for profound healing. It started off with just her client base at first. But the more she did this work, the more her mission grew. It really came online. And now she's set up to lead initiatives for survivors of abuse, organizing international projects, and even enrolling me as an ally in her movement. So she's not just helping clients. She's returned with the elixir and is shaping the next level of collective healing. I also worked with this powerhouse from Eastern Africa who has a heart of gold, but she was stuck in what I call a martyr loop. She gave her own money to care for children in these conflict zones, and she was really close to burnout. But through this process, she saw the unconscious code that she had been running. And the code was, good work requires sacrifice, and I must do it all alone. Sound familiar? Well, she rewrote that belief. And today, she's building a team, calling in resources, and preparing to be featured in an upcoming documentary with me. She's shifted from being this overwhelmed giver to an emerging luminary. No longer just surviving, she's architecting sustainable impact. And that's what is possible for us, especially when you stop fighting the old identity and start embodying a new one. So let's talk about what happens after the insight. So you name the code, you might even feel a new possibility, you glimpse a bolder version of yourself. Visible, abundantly paid, free, full of vitality. And then maybe your body tightens, your energy drops, doubt creeps in. That's resistance. It's not because you're broken. It's not because you're lazy. It's not because you're too old. It's because some part of you, often unconscious, believes that stepping into your power isn't safe. That resistance is your system saying, are we really allowed to be this free? And so that can show up as procrastination, overwhelm, spinning in indecision, You know, analysis paralysis. It could even be somatic. You might have a tight chest, nausea, fatigue, headaches. You might even have emotional shutdown or mental fog. These aren't signs that you're off track. They're actually signs that you're on the edge of transformation. But if you don't know how to move through it with support or a framework, it's very easy to default back to the old code. And that's why I don't just teach the cornerstone process, I walk it with you. So if you're noticing resistance as you imagine stepping into the next level of your visibility, your income, or impact, well, good. That means this message is working. Your ego might be freaking out, but your soul is ready. So don't try to push through alone. You can join me for our Real Self-Love community call, where I guide a full attunement meditation to help your nervous system release that resistance and align with your true self. It's very gentle, it's free, it's powerful, and that's how we begin. And I do that on the second Tuesday of every month. So you can visit my website and you'll see all of the details there. So, to recap, let's be real. All of these blocks are not flaws. They're simply old survival scripts. They once kept you safe, but safety, my friend, safety isn't sovereignty. And the moment you rewrite these codes, you shift your trajectory. The saddest thing in life isn't failure, it's regret. Looking back on the years you spent playing small, when deep down you know you were here for more. I lived that regret. And I broke through it. And now I help people like you do the same. So if this has stirred something in you, good. That means the old code is ready to be released. So I have something for you. You can now download something called the Destiny Blueprint. If you visit my website, wondrea.com, you'll see information there about the Destiny Blueprint, which will basically be your personal map. It shows you where your old code is still running across four domains. It tells you where your power lies, and it shows you what must be rewritten to rise. So when you download the Destiny Blueprint, you'll also receive a private invite to the Recode Lab. It's a live activation session where I will guide you through the exact process that I've used with hundreds of high-performing leaders, coaches, and healers to clear away resistance and install new destiny codes. So, why now? You're ready. And 2025 is no ordinary year. You know it. Systems are collapsing, AI is rising, and the world is starved for real, trustworthy voices. Not just experts. And certainly not just AI. We need leaders of heart, integrity, and embodied wisdom. So if you felt the nudges, seen the signs, heard the inner call, this is it. This is the time to answer. So get the Destiny Blueprint and join us in the Recode Lab on Zoom. Now this fall, only 50 people will be invited into the Architects of Destiny Collective. It's a three-month identity upgrade powered by the Cornerstone process. By the end of it, you will walk away with unshakable confidence in your message, your value, and voice. You'll get a step-by-step method to turn your knowledge into scalable income. You'll walk away with visibility, but without the fear, ready to speak, to share, and be seen. Through this process, you can develop a business model aligned with your genius and your purpose. And you'll have a deep, soul-rooted sense of worth that cannot be outsourced. And of course, you'll leave with the clarity to lead, to create, to prosper without burnout. So if you're ready to stop circling your potential and start living your legacy, download the Destiny Blueprint, then meet me in the Recode Lab. And perhaps you'll join us in the Architects of Destiny. Your next chapter doesn't need permission. It needs a decision. All right? So I'm curious, how is this landing for you? I would love to know. And sweet Caroline, thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. Caroline says, you're amazing and it reflects in your program. I know because I'm in it. That's awesome. Oh, and bless you, Sandra D, dearest artist that you are. Sandra says, you've already helped me so much. I hope everyone that needs you finds you. I highly recommend you to everyone who wants to heal their lives. You always dispense good medicine. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Well, this is definitely part of my life's mission. I want to help as many people as we can to make a positive difference in the world. I know that it's been really discouraging over the last few years. I've shared it before. We're going through the collective dark night of the ego. When we see so many things around us collapsing, and you know, we've been through these processes of reaching for things that might give us hope or security. And the reality is, we can't rely on these existing systems, which means I need more of you that are ready to be leaders of integrity, to share your gifts and talents with the world, whether that's art or poetry or music or your coaching paradigm. We need you on the stages, on the podcasts, in the books, not just for the people now, but perhaps for the people tomorrow who have to clean up the mess. This is a deeply, deeply important mission of mine, because the impact I want to have can only happen through impacting more people. It's why we started certifying people in the cornerstone process that's laid out in the Real Self-Love Handbook. We've got our third cohort going through certification using the cornerstone process for psychedelic prep and integration. It works for preparing for a relationship or healing from relationship drama. It works for recovering from burnout. It's a beautiful process. So if you're a coach and you might be interested in adding another modality, stay tuned. Our certification will open again. And if you are really looking for expert guidance on how to develop a signature speech, a keynote, or maybe your own TED Talk, then you might be interested in joining us for a longer term, where you can really find all the strengths in you and in your story and bring it to the world. We've been doing events in the UK, in Iceland, in Denmark, and of course, in the United States. And next year, we'll be welcoming people to our Speak from the Heart program here in the south of France. It's a chance for you to get on stage. Maybe you've already worked on your talk, or you do our online speaker training, and then you get to come and get on stage and get feedback and get recorded so that you can start to add public speaking to your revenue stream or to your mission to deliver a message. We've helped so many people deliver TED Talks. You may have seen that this April here in the south of France, I got to be the MC of our TEDx in Nice. And several of my friends and former clients got to take to that stage. Now, it's quite a thing to get invited to do a TED Talk. And so I really help people find that confidence, but find the gold in their stories. So next year, we will also be doing another group book. I happen to run Make Your Mark Global, which is an agency that does boutique branding, mentoring, and publishing. These books that you see behind me were published by Make Your Mark Global. Well, not only have I published 24 books of my own, or written or contributed to 24 books of my own, I've also published hundreds of other authors. So in our group books, people are able to share a story and get the branding and exposure that a group book can get them if they're not quite ready to do a solo book or they're still in the process of writing their book. I've also helped people develop their book projects to get major publishing deals. I've even invited people to be here with me in the south of France for writers' retreats. So I feel like taking all of the experience I had from working at Discovery Channel, publishing my own work on Gaia, doing documentary films, anchoring the news. And yes, my first book was published with a major publisher, Penguin. I now get to pay that forward to other people. And that's one of the ways that I can increase my impact in the world is by empowering other people, just like all of the great people who have supported me and mentored me along the way have done. So, if this is of interest to you, there's a whole trajectory of really bringing people into a safe collective community, an incubator, if you will, so that you can nurture your own emerging identity as a brand, a global luminary, perhaps. And by going through that process, then we can start to get you on stages and podcasts or bring your book out to the world so that you can become a global luminary. And that's something I describe as a bright, shining light, where you can see that light even from across the world. You can feel their warmth. That's what we need more of in the world. Because let's face it, people could publish a book with AI, but it's not going to have the flavor of you, with your story, with everything you've lived. People love AI. I love AI. I've used and created my own custom GPT, the Deus Oracle, which has now been in use for over a year. But guess what it can't do? It can't empathize in the way that you and I can. It can't get on stage and motivate hundreds or thousands of people to change their lives. So even though AI is replacing a lot of things, it can't replace you and your voice when you really reclaim that sense of authorship and step up. Yeah? I love it. So thank you, Chantal. Merci beaucoup. She says, you are the one that humanity needs now. Immensely grateful our paths crossed. Yes, I am so grateful as well, Chantal, and I'm so looking forward to supporting you and your NGO and welcoming you on stage as well. So, has this been inspiring? Do you have questions? Are there things coming up in your system about these codes of sabotage? I'm happy to stick around. Otherwise, you can send me an email. Just visit my website, wondrea.com, and that's where you'll be able to download the Destiny Blueprint. You'll get your own invitation to join us on Zoom for a private recode lab. That's where I'll literally walk you through the process, lead you in a guided meditation so that you can start to activate this code within you to live as this divine architect that you were meant to live as. So I thank you so much for tuning in to this broadcast. If you've missed any of the others in this series, check them out on my YouTube channel or on my website, wondrea.com, and you'll be able to watch the replays and join us for more. All right? In our next session, I'm going to be talking about the very specific ways you can increase your income and your impact in less than a few weeks. In less than a month, I'm going to break it down so that if you really do feel like you are ready to play a bigger game, to bring in more wealth without sabotage, I'm going to show you exactly how to do that. And this is what I've been helping people here on the French Riviera and Monaco and in the UK and Scandinavia. I've been helping them develop their own intellectual property, IP, because that's really what you need if you want to scale, if you want to stop trading your time for money, there's got to be a plan. And so I look forward to our next live stream. I will be back for that, and I hope that you will as well. So if you have any other questions, I would love to hear from you. And you are welcome. Thank you, Ruth, for being here. I'm glad that this was inspiring. She says, I'm working on the constant resistance, but it's hard. Yes, please do watch the other two. But yes, it's always lovely to have you here with us live. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to just work step by step. You know, if you are finding that the resistance has got you, definitely get the Destiny Blueprint and you can join us in the Real Self-Love Movement the second Tuesday of every month. It's totally free. You'll see the sign up for that on my website as well. And there I will walk you through the cornerstone process. You'll be in community where we can do this guided meditation together. And you can ask questions and all of that good stuff. So thank you so much for showing up, for being here. I look forward to seeing you in one of our Recode labs where you'll actually get to experience this transformation live. And then, as I say, there will be 50 amazing architects who are invited to join us for the Architects of Destiny 3-month collective to really level up. So I look forward to seeing you again. Take good care. And please do remember, you are a gift to the world. So share your presence with passion. Much love, everyone. Ciao. Thank you for listening to the Innate Vitality Code podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's IN, the number 8, vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.